Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for our gathering together today. To God be the glory. We are here again. Praise the Lord. We are here for your word. And we declare, as always, that the entrance of your word brings light. Hallelujah. And let that light shine over us, in us, around us, into us, and through us today. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. We say, blessed be the name of the Lord from the rising of the sun to the going and setting down of the same. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. The going down and setting of the sun. And then from there, back again to the morning, and then back again to the evening. We will continue to praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Give you all praise. And we give you all glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, emerge in our Emerge series. When Jesus says yes, it doesn't matter who says no. Hallelujah. That's right. That's our topic of exhortation today. I want to make some declarations in this today. And when Jesus says yes, it doesn't matter and it won't matter who says no. Praise the Lord. Because who is stronger than the Lord? Who is strong enough to arm wrestle him down? You might say that. You know, so let's see what the Lord is going to tell us today. I pray that you are all ready and that there is no distraction in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The Lord has many good thoughts towards his people. You know, even as he says in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, which is a popular scripture, you know, that the Lord said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you, good, for peace, never for evil, and that I might give you the expected end. So, his thoughts towards us are always for good. His thoughts towards us are always for peace and never for evil. To God be the glory. And so, it won't matter if there are other evil thoughts that come against us. It's not going to matter. What will matter is, what are God's thoughts towards you? You know, I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts that say yes and not no. Praise the Lord. You can read it that way. That's the way it is. But let's make some powerful declarations from the Word of God today. Isaiah chapter 14. We're going to start at verse 24. Got a few declarations to make for us today. Praise the Lord. And as you are listening, you know, just be declaring along in your mind. If you like anything also, you can declare it in the chat room. And let's believe the Lord together. Praise the Lord. Isaiah is one man, you know, that put out a lot of these declarations. He did. For the Lord of hosts, Isaiah 14, verse 20. Okay, let me start at verse 24. I think that's where I wanted to start it. Yeah. Let me start at verse 24. Isaiah 14:24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. Well, what has he thought? Well, my thoughts towards you are for good, for peace, for wellness, for blessings, and not for evil. Thoughts to say yes rather than no. Glory to God. Yes to the good for your life, of course. No to the negative things that are trying to come against you, but yes to all the good things and glorious things that are spoken and written of you. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains will I tread him underfoot. Hallelujah. Assyrian represents that force that brought the people into bondage. And the Assyrian that's in your life today, whatever it is, you know, the Lord says, I have sworn that I will break him in my land, and I will tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off of them, off of my people, and his burden shall be broken off of their shoulders. This is the purpose that is proposed by the Lord upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has purposed it, and who shall disannul it? That's right. And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? In other words, when the Lord has said yes, who can say no? It doesn't even matter if they did say no. The Lord said, my hand is stretched out. Who can turn it back? That's a challenge. He threw out the challenge there. You know, let anybody take the challenge if you think you can turn the hand of the Lord backwards. Kind of like the Lord says, I've sworn by the right hand of my strength. Well, can you arm wrestle him down? He can't do it. You know, so the Lord said, this is the purpose that I've purposed for your life. That surely blessing, I will bless you. And surely multiplying, I will multiply you. And when God has thus said yes, well, it's not going to matter who or what. See, sometimes it's not even who. Sometimes it's what. What tries to say no. May not be who, may be what. There may be situations that are speaking. Or trying to speak. Maybe science, maybe anything. You know, it may be, you know, whisperers in the spirit realm. So it's either who or what tries to say no. It's not going to matter. Praise the Lord. Now, as we go through these scriptures, I want you to take note. Because these are powerful scriptures. And this first one that we just read, I mean, that's the summary of everything that we're going to talk about today. But there's more. See, there are many scriptures that declare the same kind of thing, where the Lord boldly tells his people, you know, how he stands behind us. And he boldly tells us his goodness and, you know, the victories that he will wrought for us. So, well, when my hand is stretched out on your behalf, who can turn it back? That's right. Who can turn it back? Praise the Lord. I want that to sink in for a minute. Now, I'm going to read Isaiah 46 and verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God. Hallelujah. And there is none else. I am God. He said it again. And there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. That's right. And I will do all my pleasure concerning my people. The Lord takes pleasure in his people. Glory to God. I will do it. Hallelujah. I have spoken it, he said. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. and I will also do it. These are the things that God has promised us and spoken it point blank in the Word of God. You know, and he started out this text here by reminding us of who he is. I am God. That's right. You know, that means he's sovereign. You know, I am God. He's omnipotent. What he says goes. I am God and there is none else. I am God. There is none like me. He tells it. You know, I don't think anyone, you can't find it. You know, and anyone that would contend the word of the Almighty, if you don't like this universe that he has put together and he's in charge of it, well, you can move to your own universe. But in this universe, and I guarantee you, if there are any multiverses, he's in them all too. But we only know of one because there's only one and it includes many. And it's all inside his belly. That's right. You know, everything. Science has not even discovered it all. And they can continue their discovery. You know, they can go. Sometimes they think that, oh, we're at the end of the Milky Way. Then they will discover other galaxies and other things. Well, it's all there. And he owns it all. And I am God over all these things, he said. You know, so, and there's another thing too. You know, he declares the end from the beginning. You've heard me say many times that God doesn't start something until first he finishes it. Well, here is another example. He said, I declare the end, even from the beginning. In other words, I finished the thing even before it started. That's it. Right there. You know. And what is it that he has finished? Well, he said, my counsel will stand. You know, whatever the purpose of God in your life, that's going to stand. The devil cannot shake it. He cannot disannul it. And he cannot defeat the purpose of God. Can't do it. People cannot do it either. You know, no one and nothing can do it. He said, I have spoken. I've spoken it. And I will also bring it to pass. So encourage yourself with these words. I have purposed it. And I will also do it. Purpose means that's what he's thinking. That's what he's planning. And he's going to make it happen. Many of us can purpose many things, but we really can't guarantee that it will bring it to pass. At the beginning of each year, people make all these New Year resolutions. That's a purpose. They say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do more fitness. I'm going to be like this. I'm going to be like, but enough time passes. They can't do it. You know, but the Lord not only can, he will do it too. Because he is God. That's what separates him from everybody. That's why he says, who is like me? It separates him. So the class by himself. No one even comes close. He is God. Praise the Lord. You know. Say, hearken ye unto me. You know. I will bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far. And my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place my salvation in my people, in Zion, for Israel, my glory. Well, that's in the people of God. You know, we are coming to heavenly Mount Zion, according to Hebrews 12 and 22, through the end there. We are the people of God, in whom God delights. He delights to put his pleasure, his life, his presence, and all these things in for us. He delights. And we also should thrive and enjoy the presence of the Lord and the delight of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sing, O daughter of Zion, he said in Zephaniah 3 and 14. Shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. You know, why is it that scripture always uses these feminine terms? Well, because women sometimes, they go through a lot. And the Lord favors the women. That's right, too. Every one of you women, sisters that are in this room, the Lord loves you beyond your wildest imagination. Sometimes you are crumbling under things, but He speaks directly to you. You daughter of Zion, He said, sing and shout for joy. God, the Lord has taken away the reproach. He has cast out thine enemy. Ha! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The King of Israel, the Lord, even the Lord, He's the King. He's telling you here. The King of Israel, even the Lord. So He's the King. Is in the midst of thee, and thou shalt not see evil anymore. Isn't that beautiful? In that day shall be said to you, and folks of walking with God, fear thou not, and to all His children, let not your hands be slack. Get up, go to the mountain, get wood and build. The messages are consistent. The same things that the Lord is saying. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will say, He will rejoice over you with joy. Glory to God. He will rest in His love. He will joy over you with singing. I mean, you know, the Lord, He loves some really good music. You know, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. He Himself will rejoice in it. Inside of it, you know, there was one angel in the days of Manoah, you know, when there, before Samson was born, when they brought an offering to the Lord and the fire, and He did wonderfully inside that fire. That's kind of like the Lord. When your worship is a sweet, fragrance unto the Lord will rejoice in the midst of it. Glory to God. You know, and your faith too. Because without faith, it's impossible to draw the pleasure of the Lord. When you have faith, and this message this morning will stir up some faith in your heart. You know, the Lord said, will rejoice over you. Thank you, Lord. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly. Well, we're gathering a September to remember assembly. Come, it says, and all of you that had a reproach, that had a burden, say, come. He said, at that time, glory to God. It's a prophetic declaration. Today and even at that time, will I undo everything that afflicts you? I will undo it, saith the Lord. And I will save her that halted. And I will gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise. Now, this is not God just getting praise for Himself. God will get praise for you. He said, I will get them praise and fame. Glory to God. That's right. In the places where you have been put to shame before, God now said, I will get you praise and I will get you fame. You're not the one looking for it. He's the one giving it to you. And take it. Praise the Lord. And at that time, I will bring you again. Even at that time, like gather you and I will make you a name. You know, God's the one that makes names. Abraham, when God chose him, he wasn't trying to be anything. The people that were trying to be something in the previous chapter, Genesis 11, God made them nothing. But the one that was doing nothing, trying to not be anything, he wasn't trying to be anything, was in the land of the hidden. God handpicked him. Said, I will make you great. That's it. God was the one that put the greatness upon him. He wasn't the one trying to be great. And here's what the Lord said to you here. He said, I will make you a name. And I will make you a praise among the people of the earth. Hallelujah. When I shall have turned back your captivity before your very eyes, saith the Lord. beautiful promises here for you today. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's see some more things about the counsel of the Lord. These are his thoughts towards you. His counsel of the Lord are his thoughts towards you. Now, Psalm 33. And, of course, David has to get in on the action in this one. You know, we're talking about the counsel of the Lord. He'll have something to say about it. I guarantee you for that. Praise the Lord. So let's look at Psalm 33. And we pick this up in verse 10. The Lord breaketh the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. Now, but his own counsel, verse 11. But the counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And blessed be the nation whose God is the Lord's. And the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Glory to God. Now, blessed be the people of the Lord, wherever you are, who are within the sound of my voice today, and particularly the people of this house, walking with God. Because God has chosen you. He said the Lord has chosen you for his own inheritance. Jesus is the one that makes the choice. He said in John 15 and 16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. That's it. And the Lord made that choice. That's it. You know, to God be the glory. God chose me, and I will not frustrate that choice. God chose you, and you should not frustrate that choice. The Lord chose you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord looks down from heaven, and behold all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looks down upon all the inhabitants of the earth. You know, fashioned their hearts alike, considered all their works. You know, the Lord is the one. You know, even a king cannot be saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man cannot be delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing, even for safety. Never shall any deliver himself by his great strength. You know, the race is not to the swift. The battle is not always to the strong. You know, but the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. And upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help, Yahweh. And he is our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, even according as we hope in thee. Isn't that beautiful? Promises of assurances of God's counsel and his love toward us declared in these scriptures. The counsel of the Lord that shall stand forever. You know, praise God. And again, in our own personal lives too, let's commit our ways unto the Lord. You know, because sometimes we try to do things on our own, you know, without, you know, looping in the Lord. No, that's not how it should work. Listen to this in Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Sometimes you plan this, you plan that, you plan this, you plan that. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Now, if you have that understanding, then the scripture says again in Proverbs 3 and 5, don't lean to your understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Don't lean to your own understanding, because you don't know what's ahead, but he knows. You know, and his counsel shall stand. Sometimes we plan this way, we plan that way, but the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. And there are even evil devices in the heart of people against you. They might be. Doesn't matter. The Lord, I'm going to read something to you just a little bit later. You know, it won't matter at all. The Lord is the one that is with you. The reason why it doesn't matter is because, you know, Lamentation tells you in 3 and 37, who is it that saith anything like no, you know, or try to say no to your progress or no to your life, when the Lord has not commanded that, it's not going to work. The Lord said yes. It doesn't matter who says no. It doesn't matter what circumstance says no, when the Lord's already said yes. So the Lord has said yes to you. Come on in, he said, come boldly to the throne of grace. You know, it's like he has opened his hand and satisfied the desire of every living thing. He has stretched out the golden scepter toward you. Come, put your hand upon it. He has given you invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's already said these things. You know, and anything else that's contrary and pitting itself against the knowledge of God in your life must come down. It cannot stand, and it shall not stand. So who is it that saith anything against you? Right? And it will happen when the Lord has not commanded it. I mean, check it out in Numbers 22 and Numbers 23, those two chapters. Check it out there. Balaam figured out that you can't do it. And finally, in Numbers 23 and 23, he said, there is no enchantment and there is no divination that can work against you. You know, because the Lord has commanded a blessing for you. He figured that out finally. Yeah, you know. The reward of unrighteousness was in front of him. The greed of his heart was trying to make him do something that was contrary. But he found out that he can't do it. You know, it is hard to kick against the pricks. You cannot curse what God has blessed. You can't do it. The Lord has put a blessing upon your life. And there is no enchantment that can derail it. No divination come against it. It's not going to work. Now, it doesn't mean they won't try. It's kind of like the Lord said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against. It doesn't mean the gates of hell will not try. Of course it will. That's what they do. They just will not prevail. Can't do it. You cannot prevail against the work of the Lord. Can't do it. There's no force in hell or anywhere else, all of them put together, cannot prevail against the work of the Lord. Now, the Lord said at that time, listen to this, Numbers 23 and verse 3, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. Put your name there, and against the people of this house. According to this time, it shall be said of you and of walking with God, what had God wrought? In fact, when people see and hear of the great short walk that he would do, the ears would tingle, even for September 11. I mean, September to remember. Would tingle, you know, tingle. Say, wow, what had God wrought? You know, because the people shall rise up as a great lion. That's right. God himself raising himself like a lion. He will stir himself up. He'll be wrought as in the valley of Gibeon. He'll stir himself up as in Mount Perazim. He will do it. And he will lift up himself. The people of God shall lift themselves up also as a lion. That's right. I'll be ready. But bold, the righteous are bold as a lion. I'm going to go and take the prey. To God be the glory. Now, the Lord has promised and his counsel will stand. And the counsel of the Lord, the things that he has promised for you shall no longer be delayed. I love this one in Ezekiel 12, verses 25 to 28. The Lord said, look, what I have counseled, what I have proposed, I will do it. And you know, people were saying then that, well, yeah, the Lord has been saying, he will do it, but it's been delayed and we are not seeing it. And everything that the Lord has promised is like, we're never going to get to it. It's afar off. You know, it's afar off. And they've been using that proverb, the Lord said, in the land of Egypt. They've been saying, well, the vision faileth, it's afar off. You know, every vision, everything the Lord has promised, you know, well, even though we're believing it, you know, it's not coming to pass. That's what the people are saying. So the Lord said to them, he said, look, enough already for all of that. You know, tell them, said the Lord, I will make this proverb to cease. This proverb where you're saying the days are prolonged and every vision is fleeing, is failing. The Lord has said we will emerge, but we are not emerging. The Lord has said we will experience a quantum leap, but we are not experiencing it. The Lord has said there will be prophetic repairs in our life. An epic story is breaking forth, but it's not happening. The Lord said, look, I'm going to cause that proverb to cease. It will cease. To God be the glory. The days are now at hand, and the effect of every vision. That's right. For I am the Lord, and I will speak. And the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged. That's right. Now, for your days, O rebellious house, and the Lord didn't like the fact that they didn't believe the Lord all the way. They called them rebellious. You know, but that shall not be said of you. We believe the Lord all the way. I believe the Lord. I'm going all the way. Don't even try. Can't do it. You cannot change my mind. Can't do it. You know, he said, in your days will I say the word, and in your days will I perform it, said the Lord. You know, and he told them. The vision, the people said, well, the vision is this, is for many days to come. Prophesied of a time that is afar off. You know, that's what people are always doing. Lord's going to do a great work, but it's always in the future. The Lord is doing a great work already, you know. So, you know, let's come back to the reality of the now. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Now, not just futuristic. Therefore, he said, say unto them, saith the Lord, Ezekiel 12 and 28, thus saith the Lord God. Again, he said it second time. There shall none of my words be prolonged anymore. But the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord, and my counsel which I have proposed shall be fulfilled and accomplished in your life. God be the glory. That's it. And that's the message right there. But here are a few more promises for you. Isaiah chapter 44. This is what the Lord said to give you even more confidence in the fact that not only did he say he has good thoughts towards you, but he has the power to watch over those thoughts to make sure that they actually get fulfilled. You know, he has the power to deflect and to crush everything that's trying to come against you. Praise the Lord. Sing, O heavens, he said in Isaiah 44 and verse 23. For the Lord has done it. Not that he's going to do it, but he's already done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains and all forests and every tree that is therein. For the Lord has redeemed. Put your name there. And glorified himself in walking with God. He's done it. So, you put your name there. Put your family name there. He's done it for you already. Thus saith the Lord God, thy Redeemer. God is personalizing it. Your Redeemer. Speaking directly to you. Now, sometimes he speaks to a group. Sometimes he speaks directly to point blank to each person. Now, speaking to you now. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. I am he that formed thee from the womb. That's right. I am the Lord that maketh all things. Sometimes God has to remind his people because we soon forget. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth out the earth abroad by myself. When I did all those things, I didn't consult with anybody. I didn't need any help then. I don't need any help now. Glory to God. I am he that for, now this is his assurance. Not only that his plans for you will come to pass, he's going to fight against everything that tries to frustrate those plans. That's it. right here. I am he that frustrated the tokens of the liars. Now, tokens of the liars are things that try to frustrate God's purpose in your life. God will frustrate those who are trying to frustrate you. Whatever is trying to frustrate you, God will frustrate. Whatever is trying to spoil you, God will spoil. He is the one that spoils the spoiler. Ah, that's right. You know, so now frustrate tokens of the liars. And they use tokens and sorcery and different things. You know, people use tokens. They try to use your DNA and things like that. Tokens. It never works for those who know their God. You know, praise the Lord. From the time that I was a young man and up, people have tried to use tokens against me. I know more about that than I can say on this platform, but it never worked. Even when I didn't know the Lord like I do today, it never worked. You know, so, you know, it never worked. And I know it. The Lord made diviners to be mad, he said. And I make them mad still. I turn wise men backward and make their knowledge foolish. But on the other hand, I confirm the word of my servant and perform the counsel of my messengers. Saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and the cities of Judah, thou shalt be built up, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Now, there are things that are decayed in your life. God says, I will raise them up. I will build again the ruins that are falling down, and I will close the breaches thereof, saith the Lord. And yeah, and those that are, these things that are dried up, Lord said, I will pour waters upon him that is thirsty. You know, glory to God. Even when you go earlier up in this same chapter, he said it. Chapter 44, this same chapter that we're in. He reminded them, I am he, the Lord, that formed you from the womb, and I will help you. Fear not, he said. For I, the Lord, will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed. And my blessing upon thy offspring, and it shall spring up among the grass as willows upon the water courses. One shall say, I am the Lord's. Another shall subscribe himself by the name of the Lord, and so on and so forth. You know, because the knowledge of God will pervade, I mean, their midst, the knowledge of God. To God be the glory. Even your young ones, praise God. They will be thinking like God is thinking. Hallelujah. I am the first and I am the last, and there is no God beside me, he said. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I want to read unto you, this powerful, powerful promise that the Lord has in the book of Isaiah. Like I said, I love this Isaiah. My go-to place when I'm looking for encouragement like this. Isaiah chapter 8. I'm going to read from verses 9 to 15. Powerful stuff. You know. Now, associate yourselves, O ye people. In other words, you can gather together. Doesn't matter. For ye shall be broken in pieces. That's right. That's what the word of the Lord said. Not we, but your enemies will try to associate against you. Well, he said, you're broken in pieces. You shall be broken in pieces, he said it multiple times. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. I will blow upon it, saith the Lord. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. For God is with us. It's kind of like Nehemiah, you know. I was saying, you know, to Tobias, to Sambalat, to Geshem. Say, look, God is with us. You have no portion in Israel, you know. Get away from us. We do this work. Praise the Lord. You know, and I'm in a zone right now. Praise the Lord by the grace of God. I'm just in a zone. A battle zone. You know, I got my mind made up. Because the Lord called for it. The Lord said to Joshua, have I not commanded thee? Am I not the one that commanded thee? Therefore be strong and very courageous. And the Lord said to me, have I not commanded thee? Huh? Well, then be strong and be very courageous. And I say, yeah, that's right. Praise the Lord. You know, so the Lord said, look, all these people that take counsel against you, anything at all, shall not come to naught. Yeah. For the Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of these people. And I should not, you know, get together with their confederacy and so forth, because they don't believe in the Lord, you know. So these people that say confederacy, confederacy, and so on. No. But sanctify the Lord of hosts himself. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. And it shall be for a sanctuary, the Lord himself. Not that he will create a sanctuary for you. No. God himself will be your dwelling place and your hiding place. He himself shall be for a sanctuary. Shall be a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. You know, and many of them shall stumble, fall, and be broken, and snared, and be taken. You know, bind up the testimony and the law among my disciples. Yeah, this is what the Lord said. The Lord will give grace. The Lord will give grace. To God be the glory. Now, let's read the book of Job, chapter 5. How God again frustrates anything that tries to frustrate the counsel of God in your life. Yeah, these things are throughout the scriptures. Take your pick. It's all over the place. All the blessings, all the promises and the blessings of God. You know, reading from Job chapter 5. We're going to read verses 12 to 16. It's another promise that God put out there powerfully for us. You know, to let us know that, look, when he has spoken, anything else that tried to say no, it's not going to work. God will frustrate it. God be the glory. Praise God. The Lord disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. You know, every counsel of Sambalat and Tobias and Geshem, the Lord disappointed them all. To God be the glory. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. The counsel of the fraud is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime. They grope in the noonday as in the night. But the Lord saveth the poor from the sword. And he saveth them from their mouth and from the hand of the mighty, so that the poor have hope. And iniquity will stop her mouth. You know, iniquity is very proud. You know, like proud waves. Savior said, the proud waves are gone over my soul. But the Lord will stop the mouth of iniquity. To God be the glory. Happy is the man whom God correcteth. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, despise not the chastening of the Lord. You know, and God is encouraging us today to believe the Lord. You know, the mercy of the Lord is toward them that fear him from generation to generation. It's not because of works of righteousness, the mercy of the Lord. It's because of his counsel. That's it. Before people even did anything, before you were born, God ordained who you would be. praise the Lord. Now, many of us wandered in darkness all over the place, wasted many years of our life. But the Lord, the good shepherd, he found you. He'll bring you home. Jesus said, look, other sheep I have that are not yet of this fold, them I must bring. and bring them into the fold. There'll be one fold and one shepherd. And he brought you in. And you must go find others too and bring them in. Praise the Lord. Now, here's what the Lord said in the book of Romans chapter 9. For you to understand how the mercy of the Lord works. His mercy that says yes to you. it has said yes to you even before you were born. Said that yes. That's it. Right there. You know, let's read a story. There's a story in Romans. I mean, it's actually an encapsulation. The real story itself is not there. But encapsulation of this story. Romans chapter 9, you know, let's read, you know, from, say, around verse 9 or so. For this is the word of promise that the Lord gave back then. At this time I will come and Sarah shall have a son. you know, not only this, we know also Rebecca, you know, who was the wife of Isaac when she was pregnant with twins. This is what was said to her. Now, this is where the mercy of the Lord in his choices play out. This is how they play out. Now, this woman, she was pregnant with twins. You know, the children were not yet born, right? They have neither done any good or any evil. They haven't done anything. But that the purpose of God, according to election, might stand. The counsel of God, according to his own election. In order for it to stand, it was said to her, the elder who served the younger. Why? They haven't done anything. But that's how the purpose of God is. That's how it works. And when God puts his stamp upon you, don't frustrate that. And nothing can frustrate it, you know, either. Praise the Lord. Walk in that joy, that confidence to know that you are God's choice. He selected you. Praise God. He didn't select yourself. He selected you. And he said, the elder will serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob, I've chosen. Esau, I've rejected. Now, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. He said, because God said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have, will have mercy, and whom I will have compassion, I will have compassion. So then, this is the conclusion of the mercy and grace of God and how we respond to it. It is not of him that willeth. It is not of him that runneth. It's a good thing to will and to run, and even it's God that walketh in you both to will and to do, according to Philippians 2 and 13. It's God that's doing. So it's a good thing for us to have a heart to do good for the Lord, and it's a good thing to actually do it. Well, God's one behind it all. But it's not about all of that. It is God that showeth mercy. It's the mercy of God that put in your heart in the first place for you to even want to do it. And it's the mercy of God that's going to put the grace in your heart for you to actually carry it out. It's the mercy of God. It is not of him that willeth, not of him that runneth, it's of God that showeth mercy. God can harden one and God can soften another. You know, and who are you, the clay, to say to the maker, what makest thou? Can make anything. Make of one lump, of the same lump, he can make one good and one evil. He can do it. He is the Lord. Hallelujah. You say, well, you know, how can the thing, he says, shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, what make me thus? That's in verse 20. Hath not the potter the power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another to dishonor? He has the power to do these things. So those of us who have turned out to be vessels of honor, we ought to fall on our faces and glorify God. Yeah. He could have let you be a vessel of dishonor, but no. Chose you to be a vessel of honor. He could have said no to you, but no. He said yes to you. Praise God. And because he said yes, that's it. You know, he got you covered. Glory to God. Doesn't matter who else says no, what else says no. It doesn't matter. God already said yes. Now, when God has ordained some things in your life, even greatness, the enemy cannot alter this. The enemy will throw various things at you, try to steal, to kill, to destroy. Those things will move you closer to your destiny. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even your would-be, I say would-be, but they can't. Would-be destiny destroyers, God, according to these purposes, will make them unwilling destiny helpers. That's right. You know, they thought they were doing Joseph evil. They were would-be destiny destroyers. Well, let's kill him. Let's do this. And we'll see what will become of his dreams. They wanted to destroy his destiny. But they were unwilling destiny helpers. They didn't know they were actually helping his destiny forward. That's right. That story, God put it there in many chapters of the Bible. took time to put it out there so that you encourage us. I mean, Genesis chapter 37 all the way to 45, except for chapter 38. You know, all those chapters about the story of Joseph. I mean, how many people did Bible take time to write all the things that happened in their life like that? So a reason, you know, spent many chapters writing about Joseph, you know, to show you that, look, the devil tried to thwart the purpose of God in his life. They tried to destroy, throw him in a pit, sell him into slavery. Somebody conspired against him, framed him for a crime he didn't commit, all kinds of things, you know, forget him in prison. It doesn't matter. God already said no. It doesn't matter who or what says, God already said yes. It doesn't matter who or what says no. The yes of God is going to override. Praise the Lord. Now, Moses, there's a few other stories like that in the Bible. Moses was chosen by God, you know, that he would be the deliverer. He didn't know it. His mother didn't even know it. All they knew was, well, we don't want this child to be killed. You know, but even the decree, you know, that Pharaoh had to kill all the children and everything, because he didn't want the children, the tribe of Israel, to multiply. So, well, if you kill all the male children, there will be no way for them to procreate, you know, so kill them all. Well, they tried, but this one they could not kill. You know, yeah, because there was a purpose of God upon his life. There was a divine calling and a divine assignment was upon his life. It didn't matter any decrees, any laws to kill everybody. This one could not be killed. Was set apart. But there was a purpose in his life. Exodus chapter 2 and chapter 3. Many stories like that. There's stories like David. You know, in the Bible. These stories are like, look. Even the story, lessons of David do tell us many things. Like, you know, even if you are not preparing for it, it might still be God. If it's God's destiny, he will still bring it to pass, even when you are not preparing for it. That's right. David was not preparing to be king. You know, all he wanted, he enjoyed his, you know, out there in the woods, in the wilderness with the sheep, and thus loved his music and everything. That's all. He just wasn't planning anything, wasn't thinking about it, wasn't preparing for it. But God said, you will be king. That's right. You know, so now David would be king, not because David was planning for it. And let me say this to you, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again today. Even though you're not preparing for it, even though you may not know it, if it's God's purpose and destiny for your life, he will bring it to pass. David wasn't even preparing for it. David wasn't auditioning for it. The father auditioned off all the other 7 sons, brought them in to audition before Samuel. David was not invited. The father even forgot that he was out there. You know. But he was the chosen one nonetheless. You know, God said yes to David. Didn't matter whether his father said no. No, that didn't matter. That was God's choice. And yeah, it turned out that, you know, when God chose him like that, the current king became envious. He knew it, tried to kill him, tried everything. He still couldn't do it. Yeah, painted a target on his back nonetheless, that choice of God. But no matter what happened, David would get to that throne and he would yet be the chosen king. Yeah, and his throne will be the one that God chose for Christ to set upon till this day and even forever. You know, this was the man that was not even invited. This was the young man that wasn't thinking about it, wasn't preparing for it. But he was God's choice. My counsel shall stand. And I will do all my pleasure, saith the Lord. And look, that if that doesn't give you confidence, well, I don't know what will. You know, that look, God's hand when it's upon your life, and when Jesus says yes, it doesn't matter who else can say no or what else. They try to stifle your life out. Devil comes to kill, to steal, to destroy. Well, steal, kill, and destroy. That's his mission. But Jesus said, it's not going to matter, because I have come to give you life, and that abundantly. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. And Jesus said the same thing about the church. Matthew 16 and 18. He said, look, I have chosen to build my church. I said yes. For the building of my church. The gates of hell say no, but their no will not prevail against my yes. It's that simple. Glory to God. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And Jesus said, come build with me. We told you that in the last few days. Come build with me, saith the Lord. You either with me, he that gathereth not with me, he's scattering. You are either with us, building, or trying to scatter. But you really can't scatter the things. Nobody can really do it. They may scatter at first, it may seem like. But David said, but Joseph said, look, that which they meant for evil, the Lord meant it for good. The Lord masterminded their plans to bring out good after all. Praise God. This good was ordained for you before the world began. You know, one time, Paul was teaching about grace and law and so forth. He said, look, you know, the promises of God that were given 400 years before the law. The law that came 400 years later cannot disannul that which came 400 years before. But let me tell you some things that were ordained in your life before the war began. The problems that you may be facing now cannot change those things that were ordained in your life before these problems started. Listen to this. In the book of Ephesians, you know, chapter 1. This is God's choice, you know, revealed concerning you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians 1 and 3, who has blessed us with all. Now, didn't say he shall bless us. No, he has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You know, it's done in the heavens, you know. It'll be unveiled later, but it's already done. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. The world wasn't even there. There was no Adam. There was no Eve. Your great, 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 great grandparents were not even there. You were not even born. Yet God chose you. He chose you in him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy. And this is God's yes for your life. God's purpose for your life is that you will be holy and you will be without blame before him. That's right. Yeah, that's why he said, you know, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And they will do these things. And Romans 8:29 tells you the same thing. Say, for whom he did foreknow. This was before the world began. He also did he predestinate. God determined their end. He said, I am the Lord. I call the end, even from the beginning. God determined the end of these people before they even started, that they will be like the Christ. And that's you, that's me. He said, those whom he foreknew, according to Ephesians 1, he said, he knew them before the world began. He chose them. Well, Romans says the same thing. He said, those people whom he chose and knew about before the world began, he determined that they will finally be like the Christ. You know, predestined them, predetermined that they will conform to the image of Christ. That's it. You know, so when it's all said and done, you will be, I will be like the Christ. That's why the Holy Spirit is walking. Jesus said, my Father walketh and I walk. Never stop. Still walking. Praise God. And the Holy Spirit will accomplish that in our lives. To God be the glory. Let us yield to Him and not make it a difficult job. You know, when we become rebellious and stubborn, it's more difficult. You know, and He may have to break you down, but He's going to do it. You know, unless you are not part of Him. But if you were chosen in Him before the world began, He will break you down. That's right. Sometimes God will allow things to break us down when we are rebellious and things like that. David said, you know, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Well, it was because he went astray, you know, that all some things came upon him. But in some cases, some things come upon the people who did not go astray, like Job. But God will allow all, it doesn't matter, all those things. Greatness was prepared for Job. And at the end, he got twice as many things that as he lost. God will pull it all together. And let's jump to verses 9 to 12 of this Ephesians. You know, in this Ephesians chapter 1, here are the things that God had promised us. Remember, the first few verses we read, He said He chose us in Him before the world began. He has raised up together to sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. And these are powerful words. For by grace you are saved through faith. That's Ephesians chapter 2. But let me go to Ephesians chapter 1 and read verses 9 to 12. Praise God. In verse 9, you know, he says, God has made known unto us the mystery of His will according to the good pleasure. Said, I will do all my pleasure, saith the Lord. You know, my purpose shall stand according to the good pleasure that He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, such as now, and gather together all things in Christ. Both things are in heaven, both things are upon the earth, even in Him, heaven and earth, conjuncting together in Christ, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, because we were predestinated according to the purpose of Him that worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. You know, all the things that are happening in your life, God is working them, engineering them after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, because we first trusted in Christ. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So powerful, powerful promises all around for us. Let's close by with Romans chapter 8. The testimony at the end of it all. If you know these things, well, if you know these things, well, happy are you if you do not let them slip. So let's read Paul's testimony. He had knowledge of these things. He wrote many of these things. You know, so let's see what he says in the book of Romans, chapter 8. Here's how he put it. You know, let me read first what he said about God's plans for us, and then we'll read the end of it. We know, he said, Romans 8 and 28, that all things work together for good to them that love God. Well, those are the called according to His purpose. It's all about His purpose. The purpose of God is what we are talking about here today. His counsel and His purpose for to say yes in your life, that shall stand. That's what we're talking about. Good purpose, you know, and because He planned it out before the world even began, He orchestrated it so that it will be performed. You know, He predestined us to be conformed to the image of His Son. And Christ will be the firstborn. We will be just like Him. He being the blueprint, we being just like Him. You know, and moreover, those whom He did predestinate, He also called us through the preaching of the gospel. And who be called, He justified. Whom He justified, He also glorified. And you'll be hearing more about the glorification of the church in our September to remember event that's coming up. That's what's next right now. You know, glorifying the church. Praise God. That's His choice. Chose to do it. That's His pattern. Because He will present that church to Himself without spot, without wrinkle, a glorious church. and he's working on it. Praise God. So at the end, he said, well, what then shall we say to all these things that may be happening to us? I mean, whatever may be happening. Whatever you may be going through. You know, yesterday we talked about Red Seas and walls of Jericho, and obstacles and barriers and gates and different things. Well, what are these things that may be happening to us? Well, here's the story and testimony, you know, that we should have. If God be for us and he has said yes, well, who can be against us or say no? That's it. Right there. It's the same theme throughout all the scriptures. If God be for us, who can say no to us? Psalm 27 says the same thing. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And the Lord is with me and said yes. Well, why should I care about somebody else's no? Praise the Lord. He that spared not his own son, back to Romans 8. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, or how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who shall say no when God says yes? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Well, it is God that justifieth us. Who is he that condemneth us or say no when Jesus says yes? It is Christ that died for us, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, and making intercession for us to make sure he brings us in. That's right. Who or what? Who and what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation say no when Jesus said yes? Shall distress say no when Jesus has said yes? Shall persecution or famine say no when Jesus has said yes? Shall nakedness or peril or the sword say no when Jesus has said yes? They may say no, but they will not prevail against the Lord's yes. That's right. The word of the Lord will prevail mightily, and the word of the Lord will overcome all things for our sakes. And he said, look, finally, he said, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Not just conquerors, but even more. Glory to God. Through him that loved us, for I am persuaded. Are you? Well, I am. That neither death, nor life, nor principalities, nor powers. I mean, he covered everything. You know, things present, things that have not yet even happened. Well, to us, it hasn't happened, but God, as far as God is concerned, he's seen it all. You know, neither angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Where you are up, it doesn't matter. Where you are down, it doesn't matter. You know, everything, you know, up, down, sideways, any which way, angel, principalities, things that you are going through, things that will happen later. No, none of these things can separate you from Jesus's yes. Glory to God. And Jesus said, yes, you know, these are my beloved children. You know, I'm proud. And he personalized it. The Lord personalized it for Christ. And he's personalizing for you too. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Glory to God. Now, in the final analysis of all things, that's the commendation we want to hear from God. When it's all said and done, all you want to hear, that's all Jesus wanted to hear. You know, just to hear the Father say, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Ladies and gentlemen, may we be graced to hear those words. Glory to God. Hear those words. From the time that Jesus was born, he was preparing for that moment to hear that. He knew the scriptures. He read the scriptures from a child up. He went to the synagogue all the time. Read the scriptures. And one day he went to the synagogue, as his manner was, and they gave to him the book or scrolls of Isaiah. And he found the place where it was written of him, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon him. He knew what he had to do. He also knew that this Isaiah said, as a child, I mean, you'll be born. But then one day you'll be presented when you're a grown man. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. He knew it. And he waited 30 years to hear that. Just to hear that. And one day, and you know, he knew it was coming. And so he went, you know, he had to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, now that you may be exalted. So he had to humble. The ultimate exhortation was coming for a voice to be heard from heaven. This is the presentation. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is presented. Now this is the presentation. He knew it. So he went and humbled himself under John the Baptist. In order for you to be baptized by somebody, you have to bow down. The person had to put you down. And he was also representing his death and resurrection. John said no. He said yes. I must do it to fulfill all righteousness. And as soon as he was coming out of that river, oh, heavens opened up. Now that is what we are looking for. We are looking to hear God's yes. He already said it, and he'll say it over your life again and again and again. Yes, this is my son. This is my daughter. My mark is upon him. That's right. Paul said it. Lord's mark is upon me. Trouble me henceforth no more. In the name of Jesus. Now that's our exhortation, ladies and gentlemen. And your heart ought to rejoice. Your heart ought to rejoice that the Lord says yes for you in the situation that in, that yes, you are an overcomer. Yes, you are coming through. Yes, you are going to the other side. Yes, yes, and yes, and yes. So no matter the no, no matter. Now, doctors may say no. Science may say no. but Jesus says yes. And the Lord said, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything that is too hard for me to do? Huh? Is there? No. There is nothing that is too hard for the Lord to do. The Lord has said yes to every situation that we are in. Yes, where the devil said no. Glory to God. I am he that openeth and no man can shut. I'm going to declare this over the room as I close. Father, I love you, Lord, because you first loved me, and we all love you because you first loved us. Even while we were yet sinners, you died for us. How much more now, being called your children, he that gave up his son for us, I shall he not even now give us all these things? To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Now, in every place, Lord, where the challenges of life, mountains, you know, and everything else, chains, burdens, walls of Jericho, obstacles, gates, and different things that come against your people, barriers, to say no, to prevent our thoroughfare, because he doesn't want us to go through. Jesus said yes. He said, lift up the gates and let the righteous nation come on in. Open ye the gates. Glory to God. And if the gates refuse to open, Jesus said, well, I am he that hath broken the gates. I break them. If they don't open, I break them. Sometimes they'll open up to them, to you of themselves. But if they don't, the Lord said, I will break it. I'll break the bars, cut the bars asunder, break the gates open, that you may go through. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said yes for you. Your sickness cannot say no. You know, your situation, the doctor said that cannot be done. Well, that's what they think. Jesus said yes. Glory to God. And I say yes. And let the bride say yes. He said, well, you know, the spirit says yes. Well, let the bride also say yes. That's right. The spirit and the bride say yes. And come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And I say yes. Let him that heareth say yes. And let him that is athirst come and take of this yes freely today in the name of Jesus. I put before you, the Lord says, son of man, what do you see? He said, well, I see a basket of summer fruit. He said, well, look again. Well, I looked and I said, well, I see a bunch of yes seeds. Glory to God. And I see those things leaping out of the basket. They say, yes, yes, yes. And you got to reach out, open it and see what's inside. See those packets falling. Glory to God. Jesus says yes to you. And the devil cannot say no. Even your mind that tries to say no, we put it under. Hallelujah. Bring in every thought to captivity to the obedience of Christ. I command my mind to say yes in subjection to the yes from the master. In the name of Jesus, I command everything in me to praise the Lord. I command even my soul to be subject to the Spirit of God, to hear the word of the Lord and to say yes, along with Jesus' yes. Jesus has said yes for me. Nothing can say no, and it won't matter. I receive the word of the Lord as yes in my life. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And yes, we're going to see the glory of the Lord in September to remember. And yes, we're waiting for the coming of the Lord. And to us, the Lord will appear. God will love his appearing. God be the glory. And who then is that wise and faithful servant whom the Lord has appointed to give meat to his house in due season? Well, blessed is that servant whom when his master shall come, shall find him so doing. And I say, yes, Lord, let me be so doing. And I say, yes, Lord, let me not be a castaway even after I've preached to others. And let every one of us be there. None of us will be missing. He said, I will raise him up at the last day. To God be the glory. Victory for everybody in the house. Yes for everybody in the house. Yes from the Lord. Yes from the Lord. Yes from the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.